USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the U.S. military and State Department rush to evacuate American citizens and Afghan allies from Kabul's airport, Taliban checkpoints are cutting them off, not letting them pass. President Biden did not consult our NATO partners and unilaterally decided to remove American troops from Afghanistan before all of our peoples could get out. The late Senator John McCain warned Americans about the incompetence of Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
A vote concerning Mr. Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen.
The Georgia State Elections Board has voted to appoint a bipartisan panel to review the management of elections in Fulton County. Republican Governor Brian Kemp, a former Secretary of State, applauded the action. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, President of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan. Build an emergency kit and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend. Put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
Texas Democrat lawmakers under the threat of arrest have returned to Texas. Wendy King reports.
For the first time in nearly 6 weeks, state officials said there were enough lawmakers present in the Texas House for the chamber to conduct business, opening the door for passage of the GOP priority elections bill that Democrats have been attempting to kill for the past several weeks by staying far away from the Capitol. The margin was razor thin, and it was unclear for hours before gaveling in whether Republicans had gotten enough members in the chamber to begin their work. Even Republican State Congressman Steve Allison of San Antonio, who confirmed he was positive for COVID-19 a day earlier, showed up to the House to help swing the numbers, though he stayed isolated in a room on the other side of the chamber. The quorum was reached with the help of three Democrats who broke ranks with other members still refusing to return. Those three Democrats joined some other Democrats who have already trickled back to the chamber after initially participating in the quorum bust.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is telling vaccinated Americans to get another booster shot. Jim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is giving the green light for COVID booster shots. At the White House, Biden explaining it'll be easy to get the third shot. The president saying Americans should get the booster shot 8 months after they've got their second dose of a coronavirus vaccine. If you choose not to get that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News, you'll be susceptible to COVID-19 as the vaccine does eventually wear off.
Particularly those who are moderately to severely immunocompromised, people who have had organ transplants or who have certain immune system illnesses that put them at higher risk for having a lower immune response, those are the folks who are really going to be most at risk. It still seems that people who have a normal responsive immune system are likely to have good protection from the things we are most worried about, like hospitalization and death and severe illness. They're likely to have good protection still. It's really the folks who are immunocompromised who are most worried about at this point.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
14 million Americans that have been vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine are not requested at this time, as not enough data is available. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.